Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including La Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Super excited on this morning to have everyone tuning in. We're live on Facebook on our Facebook page, Live Your Dream Online Radio Talk Show. And then we also are live just on the radio, Live Your Dream. How exciting is this morning to just be able to do this? Technology is so, so wonderful. I'm just super excited about everything that's happening with me and my company and all that are a part of my network, who I connect with every day, every week. Just happy, happy, happy. Got off the phone moments ago with Andrew Briscoe. He wanted to collaborate and do some things with my company as well, and I am just loving it, where the magazines will be utilized as resources at different fashion events as well and at different upcoming shows where we connected with. I have different far as singers, rappers, where we could going to connect with that as well. So a lot of great, 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 great things is happening. And I must say, this weekend was such a delight. It's so much fun. Shout out goes to Clyde McDonald out of Charleston, the sort after photographer who is, this was amazing. Came in, personality, very friendly, very talkative, makes everybody feel calm, relaxed, and just love it. His ideas of what he was shooting at outside of my office space, a lot of great things downtown Fayetteville to actually do a photo shoot. So on today, our lineup is we're going to be chatting with two great people are actually having their event this weekend. And I'm excited to talk to them and find out more and see what's going on with them. I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves shortly while before we bring them on. I just want to definitely also say that we have this young 13-year-old who will be gracing our cover, making history first going to hit, make history in our company to be on the cover of Top Models and Talent Scout Network. Her name is Millen Fox. She's 13 years old. We met her through a London magazine where we were featured in for this month, and she was in there. So we called them up and said, could we actually have her do a spread and also be in our magazine? 13 years old. Wow. She's doing amazing. So we're playing her music in the background. I promise you all we're going to get a better system. I promise you. But her mom is such a delight to talk to her manager, and she will be gracing a June cover for us. 13 years old. Definitely love her. And as we play that, we're going to also play Also Your Hair Cost. His video just hit last week called Boss Move. He is doing a phenomenal job. He's a part of my network as well. So definitely stay tuned. So as we bring our listeners, our guests on, and listeners, thank you all for tuning in. I see that our message board is lighting up, all thumbs up, like always. I'm always saying my faithful 13, now I'm showing 30, something at this point it has actually tuned in to the message board. Our listeners, of course, we can't see where you are as far as if you're dialing in and listening in, but definitely the message board, thank you for definitely being a part of our showcase on this morning. We have on the line with us Jennifer Baker.
Hi.
Hi, how are
Hello
you doing?
There.
Hey.
Fine, how are you?
And also, we have this, fine. And also, we have from Octop, where she is Miss Octop. She is, think of her name because I know she have a different page as well. But she is on with us also, Whitney Wesley. Whitney, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Whitney.
How are you today?
Hi. Yes. Jennifer, we have someone who's making history for her state. And we're going to hear a little bit more about that as well with her. Just to let everybody know again. Yes. Just to let everybody know again that this show is actually live on Facebook on our radio show page, which is Live Your Dream. I have teased everybody and tell them that I wanted Facebook Live on CEO Darlene Pierce page so I can actually get all my almost 4,000 viewers to tune in. But these other pages that I have, every business page I have has Facebook Live except my main page. So I told Facebook they need to work on that because definitely I know there are parts of people who are following me on the main page. They're part of my other pages as well. But we definitely would definitely appreciate if they do that on behalf. So definitely, ladies, I know, how was your weekend?
Yes,
was
great.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, good. Good. So, Whitney, I know your showcase is about to come up. You want to tell the viewers and listeners all that is going on and tell about, I want to hear about your title as well.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have the HMM Beauty Convention coming this Saturday. I'm so excited. It's the 4th annual Hair, Makeup, and Model Beauty Convention, and we have brought the community to get involved. We have Maplesville Elementary School band and dance team that will be performing, and it will blow you away for these babies in elementary to rock the stage out like they're in college.
Yeah.
So we have the community involved, we have poetry, and we also will be having Grace in our stage, American Idol, one of American Idol finalists, Malcolm Allen from season 13. So that's great. Then we have some reality celebrities in the building. It's just going to be full of beauty and fun for an evening of beauty. So I'm very excited about that. And, of course, I myself, Miss Arkansas United States 2015,
yes,
will be co-hosting the event. So I'm really excited. The event is for a great cause. We're raising awareness for multiple sclerosis. So I'm just so excited. Can't wait for this weekend. We have over 35 great models. We have great designers and vendors that will be there. It will be just a great day, this Saturday.
Awesome. Well, I know I'm excited. I'm definitely looking forward to it. And just to share with you also what we do, when we do a showcase in our magazine, we not only do the models, I want to touch bases with the designers too. So, Whitney, I want all of them, everyone that, you know, that having a showcase that we can actually show probably a couple of their pieces with a write-up about the designers also.
Okay,
yes.
Great. That would be awesome. That's going to be very exciting because, as a lot of people know, we're in small town Arkansas, and talent here seldomly get recognized outside of Arkansas. So this is going to be awesome. I mean, everybody's going to be super excited for the opportunity.
Yes. Well, I'm excited. And I know I've spoken with Erica already, and she said she is excited. Yes. I haven't got a chance to speak with Latika yet, but my goal of today is to reach out to her and touch bases. But, again, I am just super excited. Share with us, how did you actually get into wanting to be Miss Arkansas? Did it someone come to you, or this is something that you had a lifelong dream to do?
Yes, I've always wanted to be a part of the beauty pageant world. It starts back before high school, but kind of speeded up to high school. In high school, ninth grade, I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. and that is a brain and spine disease, for those who don't know. Well, ninth grade, when I got diagnosed, it, like, shattered my dreams. I couldn't walk, barely could stand. It would just crush my dreams. I just felt like giving up all, well, I can't do anything. And so I just, every day I prayed to God, God, just give me a way to see some of, at least some of my dreams become reality and give me a voice to be people to hear me. So put me in a position that I can be a voice for other people living with this disease. Because back then, nobody knew what multiple sclerosis was. I didn't know, but I researched. Nobody knew what it was. When people heard multiple sclerosis, they thought, well, are you about to die? What's going to happen? Nobody knew. Never heard of. And so it started back in ninth grade. I really got into it hard, and I was just thinking, okay, give me the strength to walk and let me be able to get in a position where I can bring awareness to multiple sclerosis. Because right now I have nothing. Nobody's really going to pay attention to me because I'm not a celebrity. I have no type of title or status. And so
nice.
I kept going at it. I thought me having MS will not allow me to do it, but in 2015, last year when I won the crown, I was like, after 13 years, God finally brought it to life. And ever since I got the crown, I've been trying to spread awareness, working with the MS Society, just trying to get more active and bring attention to this non-curable disease. But it's been a long road trying to get here. And I've got my strength back, so I can walk, but, you know, I'm still kind of unbalanced, but at least I can walk now. And
yeah.
I'm just trying to live my dreams and spread awareness for multiple sclerosis, and hopefully one day soon we'll find a cure. So I'm just trying to live all my dreams out just in case, to be on the safe side. If no cure is found, then, you know, everybody living with this disease eventually will be wheelchair bound or can't walk. That's just the outcome, the reality of it. So I'm just doing everything that I can to spread awareness and help as many people as I can with my fashion fit here in my community. And I also do fashion designing. And so I'm just trying to live my dreams to the fullest, because you never know what's going to happen 2 years from now, 3 years from now. So you have to live in the moment and live your dreams now, because tomorrow is not promised.
That's right. That's right. And hats off to you. I know definitely just following you, and also you joined our network probably about a couple of years ago. And just to see, I did not even know this until actually we recently talked. But I'm excited. I can't wait to meet you and give you a hug. I know that. And I can't wait to see Eric Kay and also Latika as well and all others. So I'm excited. And
I can't wait for you to come.
I know. At the end of the show, we will put out there how someone can actually find your and follow you. And not only that, follow the movement that you're doing. So we're going to now move over to Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer Baker. Out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And also we have on the line Nicole King. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. So I got, Nicole, I got your little message on there, and I put LOL. I was like, okay, I understand. yes. Yes. So Jennifer Baker, what's happening for you?
Yes.
I know you have a whole week of different things going on. Share with everyone what's going on with you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. First off, I want to address Whitney's the speech she just made.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that my best friend has multiple sclerosis, so I certainly appreciate you doing a fashion show to gain awareness about that. And I'm glad to hear that you're holding the crown, so that's really awesome. My only regret is you're having your event the same week I'm having mine, and I can't be there. Sounds like it's going to be an awesome event.
I know.
Yeah, so North Carolina Fashion Week is going to be taking place. Actually, we're in the middle of North Carolina Fashion Week now. It just started. The runway shows are going to be held this Saturday downtown in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We have models pretty much from all over. We have two girls coming in from Japan. We have a guy that's coming in from Italy, a couple of girls from New York, and those models mixed in with our local models. I know it's going to be a good time. Awesome designers, a lot of RTW this year you're going to see on the runway. And, we just want people to come out and enjoy the show.
Wow. And then how long
to get more information.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is
go ahead. I'm
year
sorry.
With North Okay. Yeah. This is our 10th year with North Carolina Fashion Week. And it's gotten bigger and bigger each year, so we're always excited about that. The co-producer is Paris Harris. He comes in, he co-produces the show. And then we have a top model coming in from America's Next Top Model, Bianca Golden. So we're excited. She's going to be giving a runway shop if anybody's interested in that. You guys can find us on our website, NC Fashion Week Live.
Awesome. And I know that's what I was about to ask about the 10 years. That's a long time. So me and Jennifer, we go way back.
We
had a fashion group when we called it. Don't tell me. Oh my God!
Utopia Models.
Blank. Yeah, Utopia Models, right? It went blank.
Utopia Models.
And I'm telling you, it was a great way for me to get away from my regular job, which was at AT&T at the time. I loved them, but then when I got where the fashion show, it was more of music where I can let my hair down and just enjoy it. And I think we modeled with you for about 7 years, if I'm not mistaken. Me and Iman, my oldest daughter, and Yasmin, she didn't want no part of it. All she wanted to do in the back is comb our hair, brush our hair, and make sure our clothes was on right before leaving the house.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm excited to hear all that is going on with you. And I'm just moving past it. I know, Fayetteville, you bring a lot of action. We saw some of the photos and stuff earlier this morning when we were looking on the page. And just wanted to, say great. Yeah, shout out to you and say to all the models that are going to be in the show. I believe two out of my network are going to be Alexandra, I believe, is going to be modeling. And I think she's going to be modeling with you also. So I'm excited for you. Great job. So, Nicole,
thank you. I'm going to miss you being around.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so, Nicole, what's going on with you? I know you got a lot going on, too, as well.
Well, I'm kind of on a standstill. I've been working mostly of this week, but Lillian did a lot this week. He did several fashion shows, auditioning for fashion shows, and
yes.
He filmed this week. So Darius as well has filmed, and I have a new model who's joined my team who got picked last night for Walk Fashion, so she'll be in Walk Fashion.
Wow.
And then we rehearsed for Good Life, so we're in Good Life. Our physique is gonna have at least 6 to 5 models in Good Life. So we're stepping
awesome.
Up, our models are stepping up. I have an acting coach as of now, Mr. Ken Dossier.
Yeah,
he's
great.
Gonna be physique management acting coach, and I've spoken with a lady, Ms. Valencia Walker. She's a very known runway diva. We're looking at her to becoming our runway coach. So the team is coming together. Now the next thing to do is find us a facility that Physique can call our own, because people are getting kind of wishy-washy about their facilities, and wanting to have events and, that you do your castings and things there. So that's our next place now. We're looking for a home.
Awesome. Well, I know what it is, to do all that you're doing and everything. And y'all, I have to say, I'm just I'm just in awe right now, because everyone on this call, I'm connected with people that are connected with you all. And this is what it's all about. I'm just super excited. It's just blowing me away. And just think about, you know, what's happening in Little Rock with the two models that has been a part of my network. And also you, you know, I want to call you Wesley, but you oh, my gosh, my brain is like a brain freeze right now. But everybody is connected in a way which is a beautiful thing because this is what it's all about. That's why I want to bring people on and have them to talk with each other because you never know. Like Jennifer, you said that if you weren't having your event this week, you probably could have went out to with me to Little Rock and I should be a part of that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I like traveling with you. You're always a lot of fun.
I know. And every time we go shopping, it's always, yeah. Every time we go shopping, Jen always say, oh, so, darling, are you getting anything? And I'm like, well, no, I'm just looking. But she leaves out with lots of stuff. I'm like, oh, Jen, that is beautiful. That looks great on you. Ooh, wow, that you got to get that. You got to get that. Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm excited. Yeah.
Hey,
so
someone
ladies,
has to do the dirty work.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been every time I go into TJ Maxx, I'm sure everybody, all my y'all can't see because we're live, of course, but all of my Michael Kors bracelets, I went fanatic with Michael Kors, even necklaces and stuff. So every time I go in, they said, we got another piece that came in. I was like, nah, I don't need any more. I'm good for right now. So, yeah, so the unique thing about Facebook Live, whenever we get off the call, I'll show you all that too as well. What's going to happen is, like, whenever we go live on the radio show, you all can actually follow it, and you can see it live where I'm live, and then I may can't see you all, but you all can see what's going on in the office space, what I'm doing also. So it's just super exciting. Have anyone got it yet? Do you have it now, Jen, and also Nicole?
No, but you've encouraged me to go get it. My kids have been telling me to get it, but I'm so intimidated by anything new when it comes to computers.
I think you do have it. It's simple, Jen, and I'll walk you through the steps. It's right on your phone, and they also have it where you can get it right on your computer now. But Facebook Live is only just like when you go to send a message. Let me give a 101 lesson here. When you go, like, to send a message in the status area of your phone on Facebook, you will see, like, a person with little half circles around their faces, like two little half circles. All you click on that, that's just the Facebook, and that's the Facebook Live. So it's nothing that you have to upload or anything. It's already there. It's already there. What Facebook is doing is going in phases and actually allowing people to have it in phases. But for some reason, they give it to all my business pages. And you know how many business pages I have? So I can go live from any of my business pages, but right now I don't have it on CEO Darlene Paris page or either of my other pages. Yeah. So which takes me now to we had a radio show on a last, I want to say Saturday. We had Jay Bless in the building with us. He's a rapper, and also Koss is a rapper. Koss actually dropped another video just recently, and it's called Boss Move.
Thank you.
And he is doing phenomenal things. So I want to say shout out to both of them. Also to Tank Tyler, who is a rapper here also. Also to 2-6 Facility. They recently just joined our network. They're doing a lot of great things. Also Zier, she is an R&B singer, and she's out of Raleigh. So everybody who wants to book them and do all the above, to get to actually meet with them and actually have them come a part of your event, I would definitely say reach out to me, and also I'll connect you with them, or either you can actually find them on Facebook. I'm just super excited because they're very talented and they're ready to get out there and make things happen. I'm connected with Oliver Taylor and Nicole, you know Oliver Taylor. He is out of Atlanta. He actually working also with me to get some things done with them also by, you know, actually forwarding their information. So Jennifer and also Whitney and Nicole, if y'all ever need any entertainers, please check the entertainers out in our network. So, because they're ready. Yeah, they are ready. They are so ready. Also leads me to this. We have our new website. It's coming out. We're going to have agencies on there. We're going to have not only agencies, we're going to have We're going to have a shopping network. We're going to have a singles network. We'll have a business network. And we have the models and talent photographers and all, and like when it comes down to the MAU, the makeup and hairstylists, all of them will be on the same network. So that website will be coming out. We'll get more information, but we're doing it in phases. And the first phase was basically getting everybody to register. The second phase was getting them to sign up, and then where they'll fill out the information. So we'll have more coming towards y'all way for our network. And it's going to be huge and large. Yeah. So, right, I'm going to go now to one of the message board. One, have a question. Okay. All right, Jen. Okay, they have a question about North Carolina Fashion Week. Okay, North Carolina Fashion Week. So where they can, they want to know the listing for what's happening for the rest of the week. Is there anywhere that they can actually see that on your page?
Yes, absolutely. That is, there's a calendar on the Facebook page.
Okay, great.
And then there's a state, just NC Fashion Week.
Okay. All right. So, all right. And her name is Deborah. She wanted to know. So, Deborah, definitely, you said can go back, go to your NC Fashion Week page on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And there's a calendar there. Like today there's an Instagram contest. Show your best fashion sense with you and your best friend. You can win a gift card to the Cross Reach Mall, both of you.
Wow, that's exciting. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I see everybody doing thumbs up. Sometimes the message board, they be very active. So y'all welcome to ask questions. They're here to answer any questions. And I do know, I'm just waiting, somebody's typing something now. But it's just super exciting to even have this conversation with you all. You all are brilliant, brilliant women who are making things happen. Y'all making a difference. Y'all showing others that it could be done. And I'm blown away with that. So, so we have a message, a question from Terry. Okay, Terry is still typing. So what's going to happen next, everybody, is I'm going to have my sound system better when it comes to music, but I'm actually playing cough video, but not only play this video, but we can hear it in the background a little bit. He is super a rapper. He comes from the background of a church. His parents is a priest, well, a pastor of a church, and his mom, of course, first lady. So I'm excited to see all the things that he's doing. And next week, when we have our radio show, we'll have a better system, definitely. But in the meantime, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jen.
I came in on the tail end of the lady that was from Arkansas about multiple sclerosis. I didn't get to hear when her event was going to be.
Oh, okay. Yes. Whitney?
Yes.
Whitney, you still there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Nicole want to know, when is your event going to be? I can answer, but I want you to answer it.
Okay, the event is Saturday, May 21st.
I'm sorry, repeat.
The event is this Saturday, May 21st.
Okay, this Saturday. Okay.
Yes. So, Nicole and I will be there. And where are you from? Are you from that area? I can't remember.
Well, I'm from West Tennessee, so we're right around the corner from one another.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Memphis and Jackson area.
Yes. And Whitney, this is something, do you have this twice a year, or is this just a once-a-year event?
It's starting off as a once-a-year event, but I'm actually want to take it on a tour, and I picked six different states to do it in. And so by this winter, I will be doing another one. But this will be the first year it's going on the road.
Oh, wow. I'm excited about that. That sounds great.
Yeah. I have plans to take it to Washington, D.C. So I already are in the making, working on having a big coordinator out there looking for venues. and I will be taking it to Los Angeles, California. Yes, I've been in touch with Brandy V. She is a reality star from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and actually her sister just got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So we're trying to reach out to bring more attention to it out here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that is really awesome, and I'm excited, and definitely keep me posted because I definitely want to be a part of it as well. Yeah, sounds great. And Jennifer, that'll be a great road trip, huh? Not a road trip, but a plane trip.
Yes, I was thinking the exact same thing. I like the travel. I like the travel for fashion. It makes it even better.
I know. Okay, ladies, well, we're about to wind down and actually get ready to close out. So definitely, Jennifer, you want to share with the listeners and viewers how you can be found again and any information you want to let them know about the show?
Yes, okay. Well, the show's going to be held on Saturday at 5 p.m. downtown in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's going to be at the Encore Theater, and you can find all that information about the show at fashionweeklive.com. And I also want to thank you, Charlene, for inviting me to be on the radio show this morning. It has been a really good time.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You all welcome anytime. Y'all welcome to come to the office and all the above, too. Yes. Yes. So definitely, Whitney, you want to share any more additional information about the showcase for this weekend and how someone could find you?
Yes, ma'am. It's this weekend, May 21st, 2016. I can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My Instagram and Twitter is Miss Arkansas 2015. That's MSARKANSAS 2015. Again, that's Twitter and Instagram, Miss Arkansas 2015. And on my Facebook, if you go in the search box, then you can find me, Miss Arkansas United States 2015. And I'll pop up with Whitney.
Yes. So, and I know, Whitney, did you share, and if I missed it, I'm sorry. How does it work? Do you pass the crown on to some of the next one? What is that going to be?
They are planning that to actually take place the day of the show, which I found out after my set, so I won't be making it to the crown.
Yeah. Oh, okay then. Wow. Yeah.
They said my date was set earlier in the year, and before they set their date, so I couldn't change my. So I'm actually going to miss the crown. And go wish the best of luck to who's ever taking the throne.
I know. Well, I know you did such a beautiful job thus far, and so much more to come. But you keep the title. So that is great because it goes on and forever. So you have definitely made history. So great job.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And Nicole, what do you want to share with the listeners and viewers? Anything else you would like to share and put out there?
Yes, I'll talk about Heaven in November. They had their model call yesterday. I was unable to make it because of the Lennon filming, but I heard they had a great turnout, and their show is going to be on the 18th of June from 2 to 5 at 750 Greenwood Avenue here in Atlanta. So there are two young ladies at the age of 11 and 12 on a runway fashion show competition for children. So I am proud of those young ladies. They are doing their thing at the ages of 10 and 12, so 11 and 12, excuse me. So there should be an inspiration to the older people and the younger crowd that are out there, because if they can do it at that age, oh, my God, we all, us adults, can do a lot.
Hello.
So I just want to give my head out to those two young ladies on my team.
And thank you, Nicole, for mentioning that, because we're going to be judges at that event. So how about that?
Exactly.
And not only that, Heaven goes so far back as well as November. And Heaven is right now incorporated. She is the CEO and founder of her own foundation. which is, I believe it's Heaven Help One Help All. How amazing is that? I'm just super excited about her just doing phenomenal. She has won 8 times of my contests to be the face of my company. 8 times. And she's been on the magazine cover at least 6 times. So I'm just blown away. I'm just super excited. I'm just loving life. I'm telling you, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So definitely I want to say thank you all for all that you all do every day. The last person that had a comment, and first it was a question to you all, but she making a comment. She made a comment, Terry. She wanted to let everyone know how proud and how excited she is about everything that you all are doing, that you all are making, definitely paving the way for others to live out their dream. So thank you, Terry, for that.
Oh,
we appreciate
you.
That. Yeah, so I'm honored, and thank you so much, all the other ones that were in, listening and tuning in, my faithful 12, I always say, but today we had over almost 40 that actually on the message board. And then when we this call and this show will actually be live and ready to go within probably 5 to 10 minutes after this air, and then it'll be on the web where you can actually click on and re-listen, you know, listen to it. So before we close out, we're going to play our commercial. Shout out to Sean Garvey. I just did a radio showcase with them this past weekend with their Beat Break morning show. I'm super excited to have them doing my advertisement. A lot of great things happening with them. That's another one, Nicole, you want to connect with to get your information out there in Atlanta, because they're doing a lot of big, big, big things too as well. So his name is Sean Garvey. I can give you the information. They have been actually circulating my advertisement on their radio show for the last, I want to say, almost 5 months. So they're doing a lot of big, big things.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
All right, everyone. Thank you all. Again, shout out to Sean Garvey. Definitely, they are a great, great source to get information out. I'm super excited to have it. And just this moment ago, come over this way. I just have a really, really, she worked with me at AT&T, one of my, come on, Lisa. Come on, little one. And her name is Darlene Simpson. I worked at AT&T for 17 years. How long you were there at AT&T?
10 years.
10 years. So she was one of my clients. She gave me a hard time. Say hi. Oh, you're so cute. So, hi. So, definitely everybody, Whitney and Nicole, and I believe Jennifer has dropped off. But thank you all so much for everything and for tuning in and for being a part of our guest on our show. And we'll have it and do it again. So, y'all have a great day. And listeners and viewers, thank you so much. Love y'all. Y'all have a great day. You're welcome, there. Okay, bye-bye now.